Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in. This is Lynn Mystic Healer with Spiritual Emergency Training, and where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. There's a lot of darkness out there, and it's all thought forms. It's just thought forms and money. And, we'll be cleaning some of that up today with Andy Miller's back on, a computer whiz platform specialist to help bring in the new propaganda, thought forms of propaganda to shift the paradigm. So that
shift,
we can
shift.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying shift.
Yeah, no kidding. So I just wanted to start this out with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, okay? So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So what is God? God is love and light dimensions tied to everyone's soul power connections, the heaven within, the God within, the powers within, intuition. So I just wanted to get that out there first because we've been cut off from our direct soul source contact. That's what spiritual emergency training is really about and how important it is to shift to the new reality. We have to change the beliefs and thought systems, the systems that have been perpetuated by being cut off from our own God self, our own eternal soul energies, multidimensional light and love energies. So, and I just to get that in there too, science research, you can even check it out online. Answers are within. So any person on the planet, if they're angry or upset, their answers are within them. Okay? Not in a gun or a drug or, you know, teaching to, you know, I mean, who would Jesus teach to kill or bomb or poison or, you know, come on, come on, come on, come on. So, Andy, welcome. Computer Wiz.
I'd like to take a moment to wish Lynn a happy 21st birthday.
Oh, you're so kind. It's the day anyway, but thank you. You got the right day. Oh, thank you. So what about this answers within and science research and noetic sciences, how it ties into the paradigm shift and
First, I want to say for anyone out there who has strong religious beliefs, in case you're curious about Lynn's phrasing, for those who believe in God, Old and New Testament, if you read the Bible and you seek Talmudic teachings and Aramaic writings and Gospels, they all imply and overtly state that part of knowing God is knowing yourself, that they're not separate. So when Lynn uses the word God, she's not always meaning you're going to find God in you, although you could. But whatever your relationship to your God, part of yourself is an inherent part of it. And all the religious writings allow you, in the fact they insist you use your free will to determine your relationship with God, lest you misunderstand the verbiage. Verbiage is a tricky thing.
There's
many ways to say the same thing.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to talk about was what's important. We live in an environment where we have a lot to deal with. And if you didn't have the good fortune of growing up in a stable household environment, it's only natural that you would look to others for your value, for your feedback. And it's important that you learn to look to yourself for that.
But go with the propaganda, too, and the money flow.
I will. If you're feeling sad or angry, it's not because you're a bad person. It's because you have a natural reaction to what's around you. As a human, you will feel these things in reaction. What's important is what you do with them. And when people are feeling vulnerable, there's a tendency for some to feel helpless of what to do about it or to not want to think about it. And then you become susceptible to messages that might not be in your best interest. That's propaganda. So what's important is to look at... You don't need a bottle. You don't need a tool. You don't need if you choose to have someone else assist you, the bottom line is it's you that's going to come up with the answers. Ask yourself, there's nothing magic about this. You just sit down, take a minute, ask yourself, who am I? You know, who am I? Don't even worry about why you're here. When you find out who you are, why you're here will figure itself out. For some people, you're here to figure out who you are. In other words, there was a musician I saw who said his life is his message. So once you learn who you are, you'll be able to determine what's best for you. You won't have to rely on others. When you hear messages from others, your first reaction should be to question them. Even if they're people you revere, always question, because they don't necessarily have your best interest in mind. So your first job is to stop and think. And if you're angry, you're sad, channel it to something. There's nothing better. There's nothing that is more annoying to people bullying you than your success. Taking it out on them or reacting will simply cause a lot of problems.
Yep. Veterans for peace. War begets war. You know, violence begets violence. What are we teaching and training people to do? Like I said, you know, when you're starting to teach kids to use guns at 5 and you're drugging them because they aren't good enough for who, for what, and then they're all confused, and we've got all these chemicals in our land, sea, water, and air, and then you've got them being taught to kill, and when truth is the soul of each person is divine and it's creative and it's full of enlightenment properties. I mean, it's full of these energies, and everything's energy. Thought forms an energy, okay? Thoughts create reality. So why is it that people don't get this, that we don't need NATO anymore. We have internet and cell phones and language apps to talk to people, help them go within, help them find out who they are, and then give everybody a good basic guaranteed income, a place to live that's safe, and you have to give them health care, you know, because that's what they give, you know, 1,000 military bases in 156 countries. We're supposed to be leading one nation under God within each person to one world under God within each person. That's what our USA has the networking and capacity to do, but it has to understand we're responsible for the drug wars. Follow the history of the drug wars. I mean, and what's happening with immigration? Follow the history of, you know, the power manipulation and slavery for, you know, agriculture or the blacks and that Latin, you know, Hispanics, whatever. But the drug wars, we have to take a look at these drug wars, and then the gun violence that perpetuates those, and the money. Okay, so if we had green civil services where everyone, you know, all the military stand down, go green, no one had a thought of war. They're thinking about themselves and their family and to grow each other's joy, light, peace, forgiveness, 7 times 70 or something. Come on, where's the forgiveness? And growing the real essences of thought forms and actions of the evolving, you know, Christ consciousness or universal cosmic laws that we're supposed to be working on at a higher level, at the soul level, not limited, reactive, fearful, ego mind programs that are all been sideswiped by a plutocracy that was eons on this planet that we really need to remember. The Holy Spirit realm, okay, is attached. It's very real, and it's attached to everyone's breath and their inner light. So once that light has been in the chakra systems, most people's chakra systems, they're so lost. It's a mess. What's a chakra system?
You know what? You're breathing the same air that the greatest people in history breathed. You know that?
Well,
and your body is made up of the debris of the cosmos that's been around for a billion of years, and you're made up of the same debris as I am. Did you know that out of our DNA, 99.9% were alike, each of us?
Yeah. Yeah, even Resonance Academy, you know, he's ahead now of Nassim Hariem. He's actually gone beyond it with notoriety. You know, it's not being known out there, but he's really gone even higher than Einstein has. was, even he's gotten proof of even further
multidimensionality
that we have access to.
It's my thinking that many people are just as smart as Einstein was, and they didn't just happen to publish or stumble onto something. It's my thinking that there's a bunch of Einsteins walking around.
Oh, there definitely. And there's a lot of people here on the planet, like Alan Cohen, 25 books, soul gangs, not drug gangs. We're supposed to be developing soul gangs, community, you know, body, mind, spirit healers and light workers armies. He called them armies of light. That's inner peace for world peace. We can actually get transition into taking people, you know, to a church or body, mind, spirit healing center for inner peace, you know, realignment, instead of to jails or shooting them or causing, you know, giving them drugs. You know, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
Well, for anybody out there who hasn't written a whole lot of books and gotten a whole lot of college degrees, here's a shout out to you from a guy that doesn't got no accomplishments, really. This is not rocket science. It's just taking a moment and reflecting. It doesn't, you don't need to be anybody special. We're all kind of special, but you don't have to have special skills to look inside you.
No, and we all have different gifts we came to share. You know,
that's right. Just because you may not be a fantastic author or a playwright or a musician, maybe you're great at building Lego blocks, or maybe you're great at putting cement pavement down. Or maybe you're just good at taking care of your siblings. We all have something that we do good.
Yes, that's what the 501c3 started in our country about. It's amazing. We have 22,000 in Oregon. That was 2 years ago. I don't know how many now. But
I'm practicing. My specialty is laziness. I'm going to be the best lazy person around.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Me too. Yeah, right. I'd say calm. I'm supposed to stay calm. I'm pretty excitable. I don't know.
Sound therapies,
art therapy, music therapy, movement therapies, you know, and all these the Ascension programs online, right? We have all these Ascension programs out there, and two of them that have been given, just tons of them to me from Brazil, actually. A friend in Brazil, another computer fellow, he's sends them out, and they're all associated with, you know, inner peace for world peace. And they're called, the YouTubes are called DNA Activation. And then the other one is called, I think it's just Human Ascension. Yeah, Human Ascension, those YouTubes. And it's just again, science research. The answers are within. And so if people understand that we can actually get the propaganda out there to sign up for these New Earth community services with the Alliance of Mayors, with that, what was that one your mom was with? The American Society of Society, American
Association.
Well, my mom
was a bunch of things, but one of them was the American Society of Association Executives.
Yeah, and then we've got the Alliance of Mayors. We have online, you know, all these activist groups, church groups, and all these evolving body, mind, spirit, light worker, and spiritual groups. And that's what we've got to get those groups on board to bring in focused attention on heart and soul, a new age WPA, where you have, but at a heart and soul based community services with a good basic guaranteed income and single payer for all, universal health care. So, I mean, we're already in. I mean, look at. I mean, the businesses, you know, even in with our president, are all over China. They're all over the world. With the emollient clause, which is totally illegal.
Well,
anyway.
I'd like to mention that there are good businesses, and now there's even a type of corporation that can be created with a social responsibility statement as part of its bylaws. Business inherently, in and of itself, doesn't have to be bad. It just so happens we have a few global businesses that have decided that their short-term profit is more important than anything else. Let me say something else about propaganda. We live in a politicized environment, and the way we deal with it is when you see a TV program or you see a Facebook ad, don't be an idiot. Look carefully and question it. Just because you're seeing something in print doesn't make it true. You're likely being manipulated by one interest or another. So the best you can do is take as many of these as you can from as many parts of the spectrum and divine your truth based on what you see. Because remember, the vast majority of us all want the same thing. We want Lynn's promoting healthy healing. That's a form of health care. We all want economic justice that goes to the issue of whether maybe it's basic guaranteed income, maybe it's another form. We all want education for our kids and for us, by the way. It never stops.
Yeah.
These, you know, education, health care, justice, jobs and justice are things we all want. And the way we're going to get it is there. When in 1780, whatever, when a bunch of guys got pissed off at the king because he was taxing him horribly, they figured out this magnificent thing. They didn't have phones, they didn't have cars, they didn't have faxes, no internet, no lights. They just had candles in a big, in July, in a big hot room. They all got together after 2 days of horses and decided to make this document that says all people are equal. That's win-win. When we look inside ourselves and realize our own value, we no longer have the need to be better than another. We can work on being better than our potential. We can compete again. We can still compete, but we're competing against a vision instead of against someone else's loss. And that changes the color of how we do everything. When we become like that and we infuse ourselves into our political system, it doesn't have any choice but to change. And I believe starting in 3 months, you're going to see that. We created a nation that was based on some assumptions, the assumptions that we would be civil, the assumptions that we would be honorable. Here's what happens when not everybody is. So it's important. I want to find people who don't agree with me, and I want to talk about it. I don't want to react. I don't want to fight. I don't want to use labels, because I think that we just we can come to consensus if we just stop and take a minute. And I think most reasonable people at all ends of the political spectrum can do that. There's a few unreasonable people. I don't know how to help them. Maybe they need psychiatric care. I don't know. But most
reasonable
people.
No, we also need to get the government policy. So people in communities.
But see, here's my point. Here's my point. As when you infuse win-win thinking and understanding of the self into our politics, when we all move to make sure that the people we elect are not simply there to garner their own power and greed as their first priority, then we have the best chance of getting more win-win friendly legislation that's not self-serving.
Exactly. But at the same time, like I said, to get the propaganda out there, why heart and soul? Because with soul, you go beyond race, religion, and gender problems and politics in every community. It's gone. Those thought forms are over. When you're paying people to sign up at a 501c3 or apprentice business programs or have money to develop and encourage to do their own, you know, new cooperatives. We're working more in harmony at their divine soul level, which is raises the ascension for cities of enlightenment, peace, green, you know, infrastructure and new job creation and infrastructure spending. But if people
There's a new book out. There's a new book out, and I forget the woman's name. It's Annie something. She's a New York Times reporter, and the book is called Give People Money. And I haven't read it, but according to her interviews, she gives a cogent, reasonable, realistic assessment of how to move toward a basic income. She talks about the need to do some minor steps first to test the waters and to answer some understandable concerns. When you just throw out there, give people money, there's reasons to be skeptical. There's some real concerns about that, and they need to be addressed.
That you can't, with the system of coping with drugs, guns, and war, and fossil fuels tied to those paradigms, okay, big ag, big pharma, big, what's the other one, private insurance and private this, and they all have government subsidies sucking our military-industrial complex. I mean, it's okay, we're going to have smaller government. Oh, but we're going to have more military. Now, what can you add?
No.
I mean,
Here's where Lynn and I differ a little bit. Lynn wants to get rid of the military tomorrow.
No, I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm saying by changing the propaganda for responsibility of an evolving conscious evolutionary species, including the money and jobs and relationship, then you bring in communities into coherence that will bring in the states, that will bring in the nation.
All right, well, here's what I want to say. In general, I agree with you, but here's what I want to say. I'm not going to tell people what should be, but I am going to say this. Those are a lot of good ideas, and for anyone who doesn't understand their merits, I want to discuss the details, because the problem with propaganda, with bumper sticker sayings, even if they're for the right causes, is they don't assuage people's understandable fears and concerns. And so I feel that the things that I support are, if they're right, then they should be able to withstand scrutiny, and I should be open to change. So I would invite people to discuss these issues. You have concerns, they're real, let's work on them. Maybe there's compromise, but maybe other people have ideas I didn't think of that have to be factored into the whole thing. We need to talk to each other, not scream at each other, just talk to each other. And we need not create TV channels that are voices of a political entity or of a financial interest. We need to create open forums, not echo chambers. We need to focus on making sure that others don't influence by pouring so much money into advertising that we just hear, when you hear a repeated message, it doesn't make it right just because you hear it.
Exactly.
When you look inside yourself and find out who you are and value you, you can then question. I mean, you get to the point where you look at TV commercials and you say, I know what they're trying to do to me, and I'm not going to just go buy their product just because they're throwing the name at me 15 times. My dad used to say, there was a man named George Wallace, who in the 50s and 60s was a rabid racist, which he later recanted. He later said basically he didn't believe in it. But my dad said to me, you know, if someone in the South runs against this guy, even if they're the most reasonable person in the world, they're going to lose because he's got name recognition. And when you are not aware of who you are vulnerable to that, to be easily swayed by messages that might not be in your best interest. And I think a lot of farmers in Iowa and fishermen in Maine and fishermen in the Gulf are realizing now their jobs are drying up as trade tariffs are being increased. They have been duped into, we've all been sort of duped in politics. I mean, I'm no exception. We don't have the luxury of having good choices. And that's one thing, as we infuse ourselves into the system, not just in who we vote for, but getting ballot access and such, with to break down this duopoly of politics, as we infuse thinking people, win-win people, we're going to force change. There's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, with internet, cell phones, and language apps, and science, research, get it out there, that, hey, if you're angry or upset, your answers are within. We don't need war anymore, okay? We need all the militaries, okay? We can dissolve NATO with United Nations, pump it up, propaganda, and say, hey, you guys, all the military bases, stand down and go green. I mean, we have so much pollution from nuclear waste.
No, I have to disagree with you there, that it's an admirable goal to not need NATO and not need the military, and I agree that substantial change can and should be made, but I don't think it would be right to suddenly change. There's care.
But right now, we talked about that. We talked about that too. Like before, Iraq, you know, was bombed. That the women there actually were being paid. Get this, everyone. The women there were being paid. Okay, all the way through to their PhDs.
There was a couple of women that were running for Iraqi parliament, if I recall.
They were really, they didn't have their burqas. We just bombed them into, you know.
I personally didn't do it. Nobody asked me, do you want to bomb Iraq?
No.
I would have said no.
And you remember, I mean, people were watching it like 4th of July or something. Over and over, night after night, the bombing. And we even
I don't agree. Actually, a lot of the people I know were horrified.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Well, my military background, they were gung-ho. Anyway, having a military background plus homeless in my life, I have a real
I mean, in my mind, and then when we didn't finish in Iraq, a lot of the military people I know were very upset. They felt they'd been used for oil.
Well, of course they were.
They couldn't speak out in public.
Why didn't we bomb them?
They couldn't speak out in public until they retired, but it came out that they all felt used.
So there again, like solar, like what else going on with solar now is just so incredible. And if people don't know, and there's some wind and solar both that are just awesome what's happening. And there's also anti-gravity, counter-gravity. Okay,
You don't need to worry, Lynn, because renewable energy is inevitable and can't be stopped.
I know that. Thank you. But let's go to the next level. If we don't stop the thought forms of war with new propaganda, what we can create, people don't believe it. Like, oh, that you just can't do it. Yeah, you can. It's just thought forms and propaganda. New education, job creation, thought forms, and sign them up. I mean, really, it's like, why aren't they getting it? It's heart and soul community service. There's HeartMath Institute studies. And if the answers are within, you know, a person, and we have all these soul parenting and soul processing and blah, 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 soul stuff, and you have to realize, you start to go to soul levels, and you start to get educated, and the women get educated, and you offer free tubal ligations and free vasectomies, you can start the depopulation in an evolving consciousness evolutionary
way. I think a lot of people know that, and what's happening is laws are being controlled by a select few people who are being financed by a select few people who have rather extreme views on those topics. It's just a selection of people. Most people, to varying degrees, more or less, with some caveats, agree with the basic principles of what you're saying. But then again, a lot of people are busy getting their kids to school and putting food on the table. A typical American needs to realize is you don't have to be a sign carrier. If you don't have the time, you don't have to carry signs. Make the occasional phone call. Do a little bit here and there, and if 50 million people do a little bit, it's amazing what can happen. 50 million voices, 100 million voices, that's a lot of voices. It carries a lot of power.
Well, and like I said, with internet, cell phone, and language apps, what we can do with all the it's so incredible. That's what the Bible says.
I want to strike a note of caution.
Let me say this out real quick. The second coming of Jesus, everyone, is happening now, individually and collectively. Jesus said there would be many on the planet doing his work and greater things. That is us, everybody that's listening to this, because that's why you're attracted to it. We're part of a soul gang, armies of light here, and we need to do this. Work together and bring in, realize Jesus was, I pretty much think he was a Pleiadian from the evolved cultures of the brotherhood and sisterhood of light. The Holy Spirit realm is very real. It is attached to everyone's breath. They can learn how to access it, just like it access internet or any other game or whatever. It's available to everyone's direct source contact. And the Native Americans know it. They call them spirit guides, and the monks call them soul guides. Okay, our multidimensional, eternal soul knowledge, information with your answers are in your grid of your God within your light. It's full of love and light dimensions, and we need everyone to tap in, turn on, and start shining their light.
And I want to give a shout out to people who may not believe in an external or additional guide. I want to say this. If you want, you can conceive of those spirit guides as metaphors for parts of your psyche and brain, the parts we don't understand. You know, we only use 10% of our brain. If you wish to reject the idea of the spiritual and mystical form, and you're not comfortable with conventional therapies, because God knows half those people are nuts, you can think about it like this. You can think about it as part of you. That's why they go into the field. They've been exposed to problems. You can think of it as using part of you you don't normally pay attention to help your own self. It's just part of who you are. There's nothing. If you can choose to have a mystical experience, and that's wonderful, but you don't have to if you don't want to. It can be as plain as sitting down on a couch and asking yourself, okay, what am I doing here? And what do I want to have done? And what are my goals? And there's different ways. All the roads lead to the same place. There's different roads. They're all wonderful roads. Let's grab one.
Yeah, Inner Peace for World Peace projects. It's all propaganda. You know, and that's what I loved about that stuff.
And if you're a pragmatic person, then all these highfalutin sounding goals like Inner Peace and World Peace, as a pragmatic person, if you sit down, work out who you are, run your life as you see fit, according to your values, be good, do good to others, then all this highfalutin stuff just sort of happens. It'll happen all by itself. You don't have to worry about it. It'll just take care of itself. Just have your life be your message. And don't
worry. Yeah, and where the cities are concerned, instead of taking people to jail, you should be able to take them to a spiritual, you know, body, mind, spirit healing group, or a, you know, that's the light workers.
Well, actually, there are many cities now restorative justice.
Believe in Jesus or, you know, Buddha or whatever. I mean, really, they should be able
there
to.
There are
help
some
you.
Situations now in the legal system where, under certain circumstances, there are programs where you don't even, if the circumstance is unusual, you may receive some treatment or community service or counseling, and then there's no punishment under certain conditions.
But the counseling, okay, talk therapy does not work. You go over and over and over problems. No, you just build that part. Whatever we focus on, we grow.
I don't agree that talk therapy doesn't always work. If the type of therapy is designed to be a guide, much like the spirit guides, then it can work. If it's designed, like you say, just to be some autocratic, repetitive nonsense, then it's a complete waste of time.
Inner guidance therapy is really critical. And with that, it heals the emotions that is 85 or 82% water? Dr. Emotions work, Dr.
I believe that the fundamental change in your emotional work is actually from within you. I don't believe the change comes from without you. You may have a spirit guide or a mystical guide, but you are the one actually making the change in the final analysis. You may be guided how to do it. You may be guided why to do it. You may be guided how to inform yourself, but you're the one that is actually doing the work for you. That's what
I mean. But people have to be able to feel safe. Otherwise, they are in the primitive, reactive, ego mind, limited, very, very reactive, and coping mechanisms of violence, drugs, alcohol, and guns. That's, you know, suicide, homicide. And I mean, coping mechanisms.
I would say to that that fear is your enemy. And if you know yourself, you will be very concerned about problems, as you should be, but you won't be terrified about them. And that colors how you react. The problem with fear is there are people and systems in this world that want to intimidate you on a win-lose model, and your fear feeds them. They win when they make you afraid.
Oh, they love it.
And
they love words.
As you get to know yourself, you transmute the fear to concern. Of course you should watch out. Of course there's danger, and of course we should do something about it. But when it transmutes from fear to concern,
war, blood and guts. I mean, it's a brutality beyond any sport. I mean, we can get out there and get enough of the leaders saying, hey.
I don't know. Have you seen some of the World Cup games lately? I don't know. Some of the protests.
Yeah, there you go. Let's have world sports, not war. I mean, come on. We can do this. It really comes back to education, job creation in the community outreach.
You know what's really funny? Recently, Trump met with Putin, and recently, no matter what you may think about that, Putin presented Trump with a winning soccer ball. And I thought about that metaphor. 30 years ago, it would have been like the key to a nuclear missile or something. He, without knowing, this tyrant actually did something reasonably redeeming. I don't think he realized he was doing it.
Oh, yeah, he realized.
He talked about sports.
He did a sports metaphor instead of a war metaphor. Oh, he's so evolved, and actually, so is China. That's why China and Russia, you know, they're already evolving. They know that they have, you know.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. Whoops, sorry.
Your phone's all weird. Hello? 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 Oh, I guess we lost him. Okay. So anyway, yeah, the weapon systems are at a point right now that's why we have to go back to thoughts. And how do you get the thoughts away from killing each other and the planet to the new thoughts that create loving, light, peace, joyful children of God worldwide? Okay, blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called the children of God. Yes, let's play. I mean, are we going to teach our kids to play or use guns and to go and get drugs, or label them and drug them and, keep them as less than, and then wonder when their chakras and their whole emotional body is just totally messed up? And 50 of the top drugs, you can go to Dr. Peter Bregan, and 50 of the top drugs are used for, known to be causing now for depression. Emotional therapy drugs are actually cause suicide and homicide. So when they trace back a lot of these shooters, they realize that they were given, a lot of different drugs going up, maybe in comboing with the street drug proliferation, then, or, all these drugs they're given. It's just right on the side effects, homicide and suicide. So, really, we have to rethink all this. And that's why having edible landscaping crews, green civil services in every community, where people have a plethora, of different enlightenment, peace, green building structures. A lot of people are here for, I don't know if it's geodesic domes or, different kind of tiny house project programs or, new community type development outreach programs that we are developing in our USA, but we're being overrun. Actually, I feel like it's karma because of, you just can't go into cultures and other cultures and not know.
Mess with them. You can't just mess with them.
There you're back. Yeah. Yeah. And not, with violence and warring and killing and bombing. I mean, and aerial bombs. I mean,
Who would Jesus bomb, right?
How many drone bombs are still being bombed every day that no one's talking about? I keep going, when the chemtrails and the actual aerial bombs and the new thought forms, getting people organized and focused on bringing in the new paradigm of community, a new work party authority at evolving heart and soul level with, community services, outreach, that we can go beyond race, religion, genders, and politics. And boy, they don't like that, but yeah, we can. And there's plenty of money and there's plenty of land. There's 7.4 billion, billion acres, in Africa alone. So there's an acre per person right there. So anyway, it's an unlimited universe. Our soul energies are unlimited. We're multidimensional, unlimited beings, and we are being friggin', sprayed and killed and wiped out. And come on. This is not, come on. All it is changing the thoughts and the money programs, and getting divine government coming in. Real government for the people, by the people, with the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Magna Carta in there. Come on, what are we doing? We have the internet to change it all, I mean, there's even, and why do we wait? The manuals, everyone, for all kinds of ordinances and house bills and ballot measures, and they're online at every election.
Okay, Lynn, I've got an African proverb for you.
Okay.
When there is no enemy within, the enemies outside cannot hurt you.
Wow.
Here's another one. If you cannot find peace within yourself, you will never find it anywhere else. That's Marvin Gaye, the singer.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Well, it's self-love.
You must try to generate happiness within yourself. If you aren't happy in one place, chances are you won't be happy any place. That's Ernie Banks,
yeah,
the baseball player.
So your problems go with you. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had that happen in my life when I had problems on a job. I realized if I just went to a new job, the problem would follow me, so I resolved it, and then I went to a new job.
Yeah, because, again, we're just thinking about, you know, when people are getting responsible to love one another and to help and heal them, be like Jesus, teach other, you know, truly, you pay people to do that. You know, you pay not to go to war and kill and drug and, you know, kill the planet. I mean, really, you know, you want to.
I got another one for you.
What?
Beauty is, and this I agree with, beauty is how you feel inside, and it reflects in your eyes. It's not something physical. That's Sophia Loren.
Yep.
If your happiness is dependent on something you can lose, you might never win. Instead, look within.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about looking within at a limited ego mind programming where, you know, you're calling in demons from fear. Fear brings in all kinds of demonic thought forms and actual, you know, can feel like or look
so
like.
I think it's important
to go to
if you
cosmic
weren't
universal
taught this
laws,
as a child.
We're all energy.
It's important
yeah, let's talk
to
about
question
that.
Your Wait. Beliefs. Always question everything. Question what you've been told. Question authority. Question, question, question.
Yeah, and how about going back to the cosmic universal laws? There's 12 basic. They're online, everybody. And to the cosmic, I mean, because we're all energy, okay? We're all energy. And our energy, our thought forms in the water in our bodies, right, which is really, you know, keeping us mind, body, spirit balanced or not, which is mostly not. And anyway, so if you go online, you can look at the 12 universal cosmic universal laws. And the problem on the planet in relationship to this is the dark ones, so to speak, the ones that really are sociopathic liars for that really get off on hurt and pain, suffering, okay, and war. They really need to be stopped. That's what we're here to do, shine the light on those programs. And it's ego. And they've related them down into this limited ego mind system programs where we came to bring in the new paradigm systems, where the new paradigm systems go back to the real cosmic universal laws because we are part of an unlimited universal love and light, multidimensional beings that actually, that's the law of one. The first of those is the law of one. I think number four is law of attraction. A lot of people out there know about the law of attraction, evolving light workers and what have you, but they don't understand that a lot of it was used to gain material, something selfish, ego mind. I want this. I. You know, programs that they've been.
I have another quote for you, and it's kind of relevant. Until you make peace with who you are, you will never be content with what you have. The issue of ego is kind of interesting. When I hear all these people preaching to me about ego, if you are centered in yourself, your ego satisfaction will derive from the knowledge that you know you. And you're doing right by yourself. It doesn't derive from specific accomplishments. Just know that whatever you accomplish, you'll do a pretty good job. You won't be perfect. And remember, the other thing I want to say is we're all not perfect. We all have issues. It's part of being human. Don't let that stop you. Acknowledge your good points and your bad points. And if you have some bad points and you feel like changing them, go ahead. And if you don't feel like changing them, that's fine too. Just it's more important that you know who you are so you're informed. Your decisions are informed. And if you decide after careful scrutiny that you want to engage in a form of behavior that maybe others don't approve of, at least you thought it through and you weighed the pros and cons and you checked your values. So I don't like being told how to live. And I'm not going to tell anybody else how to live. But I will tell you, if you think carefully about it, you will come to a decent conclusion. I know you will.
Well, okay. What you just said there is only for people that already feel safe. They already know how to access safe enough to let go of that God or work with Source or work with, you know, higher realms of consciousness, you know, or, you know, inner peace, inner guidance. Because without those, we're kept in this fear-based, warring, drugging,
what do you
failing.
Say to people who don't feel safe?
Pardon me?
I don't entirely feel safe. What do you say to people who don't feel safe?
Well, I say that's why we need to work together to bring in these new paradigm programs and government policies, like Michael Moore's movie. Every single place that he visited, those government policies, we need them on our ballot.
What
we need
specific,
to talk about them.
What specific,
and cap on free trade.
Pretend for a minute that the person who made the movie doesn't matter and that the movie doesn't matter, and tell me what policies. I want to focus on where to go, not on what's too bad.
Absolutely.
So tell me what
Thank
policies.
You. Okay, the cap
so
on free trade
policy.
Is really beautiful in Germany, and how they, how in Iceland after the Women's March, they actually, one of our Wall Street bankers who's too afraid to do anything over on our side, well, maybe they're the ones that are going to help audit the Pentagon. But anyway, they helped arrest their bankers. They didn't bail them out. They did not bail them out. And then they also have a restorative justice movement in Norway. Fantastic. And what's going on in Denmark is so awesome. Oh, my God. Higher education, you know, when you go for higher education, instead of going to a military base, learn to kill people and, you know, bomb them and what have you, you get to go and go have live on a dorm, and you get a basic guaranteed income and single payer health care for higher education. Yeah, it's just awesome. So you're actually paid, you know, to bring in a different kind of job creation. And the thing is, with technology, like I said, with all the defense and the technological warfare that we have available, we don't need the bases to do what they used to think, you know, try to do, or what they were, whatever. And with all these other advanced, renewable energy programs and what have you, we don't need the proliferation of the fracking and the 590 chemicals in the water from fracking. And about, you know, at 1,600, no, it's, I'm sorry, it's 165,000 leaking pipes already. Why aren't they fixing that instead of, you know, trying to push more? What?
Well, the answer to that is obvious. The reason why national parks are being turned over to oil companies, the reason why our environment regulations are being rolled back, because those are policies of your current federal government administration. And if you want
to
that process with people are like-minded as you are, and that will change.
Yeah. Well, and you have to go with the money. You have to go with the government, to our taxes, okay?
No, so I don't have any rubles. I don't have any rubles on me, so I'm not going with government money.
I know, but we have to look at our government spending, okay, that we're going into debt.
I'm telling you, it's going to be in rubles soon at the rate we're going.
I know, but it's worse, because what's happening is that our government subsidies need to be reallocated, okay, quickly. They really do, to help bring in the new paradigm, because we have, you know, all this taxation without proper representation or social justice. Oh, in Norway, they have, and they teach kids to play. There's no Common Core. So, you know, we can do Montessori schools
in
and
In fact, I think D.C. license plates said no taxation without representation.
But that's trying to get a voting structure in Washington.
Well, that's a form of taxation without they're not allowed to be represented in Congress. They don't even have a fake representative. Oh, they have someone who can watch, but they're not allowed to any vote.
Yeah, but the truth is,
and then there's Puerto Rico. Look at Puerto Rico.
You know, the whole voter registration and anomaly. No, that's just not. You know, automatic voting rights. But the truth is, we have to get. We have to organize around what we want to manifest. Focus on solutions, soul, S-O-U-L, heart and soul solutions. Anyway, and solutions of the current paradigm to what we want to manifest. It's critical that we do that, that we focus on solutions right now and get it out there with new propaganda. Really, we really need to get this propaganda out there. And I would think the United Nations, it's time for them to really unite. And if all the churches, spiritual groups, and caring activist groups around the world unite, which they are, we can flip the paradigm. We can bring in a brand new consciousness paradigm and stop the thoughts of war. I mean, individually and collectively. You know, there's a few that are, you know, a few jails that are definitely going to have to stay there, but only a few. And then you know, there's only a few, you know, and the military bases can be transformed, like kuhumana.org over in Hawaii. They took a military base, made it into a transitional housing for the homeless, because the homeless are lost souls. They need, I mean, I've been homeless, they're lost souls. They don't know who they are, why they're there. They're coping with drugs and alcohol to get by. The fear, that the mental dis-ease from the energies of how they're treated, how they're looked at, really. I mean, it's intense. And, you know, it's just wrong. And we need to get our immigration reform done so that we can actually go where we already are in El Salvador and Guatemala and Panama and, you know, Honduras. And, hey, we can change those communities, too, so they aren't coming here. Okay?
It's actually cheaper to give those governments aid to resolve their justice systems and remove the need for immigration than it is to deal with immigrants.
Absolutely.
Just plain more cost-effective, and you sidetrack this humanitarian problem of immigration that way. They wouldn't have to run in fear.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have more ICE and more fear and more people bullying and separation of the kids, which is going to make them angry and pissed off, the ones that survive, and they're going to want to grab a gun. Okay, that's the ball game. You know, face it. What are you teaching in training? You know, it's just going to be grooved. You know, they're just going to groove on it. You know, no, you're perpetuating violence, horrid, nasty. You know, warring.
Well,
drugs,
you see, the people that are perpetuating that have a model of thinking that those people who share 99.9% of their DNA are somehow less people. And that's
we just have three minutes left. Go ahead. Yeah,
I'm just saying that's their mistake. Everyone on the planet is my equal.
Yes, at a heart and soul. And what's so cool is, like, when you go to the soul level and you go to law of attraction, you go to the cosmic universal laws, that's for the ascension individually and collectively of our planet and real divine government programs that bring in this evolving community paradigm shift. It's like, there it is. I mean,
I should include everybody on the space station as well.
Yeah. And we need more space stations. We need, we're going to Mars. We're going to be setting up all over out there. There's 9 other planets they already know that are like the Earth. They already found them. And we can do this. Our star brothers and sisters would like to help us, but, you know, we've been cut off from accessing their realms, individually and collectively. So we really have to grow up here enlighten everybody inside out and create these, inner peace police, light workers, armies, I don't know how to say the right words out there, but heart and soul-based community services so we can go beyond race, religion, gender, and go beyond the old education programming and political divides. We need to bring...
Which would you rather take, a psychotropic drug with side effects that cost a ton of money, or get some good massage and acupressure? The choice is pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah, and or if you like art, music, sound therapies, I mean, there's just a whole plethora of new, you know, healing light chamber energies, and there's just so many cool things we could have and play with, and, you know, hey, and the other thing that's so awesome, to grow more love individually, self-love, real love, and self-love for each person, is to know that if you're on your soul path, that's where your twin flames and soulmate and soul family and spiritual, I mean, that's where things just get more and more happy, more and more exciting, and it's just like this is what we came for, joyful children of God everywhere.
Come on, USA.
Remember the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God individually, and to one world under God. That's what we really came to do, right? Indivisible with freedom and justice, United States of America, to the republic for which we stand, one nation under God. Come on, indivisible. That makes us indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That's what really provides restorative justice openings, real ones. But if people don't see them, like Michael Moore's movie in Norway, the restorative justice movement made me cry, those government policies. So, oh, God, and they quit arresting for any drugs at all. You know, we need to grow them all the herbs, all the natural herbs, you know, pot's a natural herb or marijuana, whatever you want, cannabis, whatever. But, you know, all of them, grow all the natural herbs, edible flowers, I mean, solar greenhouses. Come on, we need organic foods, we know that. And we need to get on this, you know. We need these communities that people like to grow stuff. Man, get them going. Let's go. The people that like to grow, grow. You know, let's go. The master gardeners locally really would love to do that more. It's really, really wonderful. And, you know, have that available. There's people that want to paint, you know, have paintings everywhere and buildings. And, I mean, the art, music, I mean, you know, instead of the trains and the graffiti, you know, you paint. You know, you get them painting. They have gifts, you know, that they art, you know, different visualizations of different art forms from different planetary.
How about hosting radio shows?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Art, music, singing, dance, movement. We're doing it. So anyway, anything else out there that you want to leave? Do you have any contacts here in Chicago? Information you want to leave to people?
I don't wear contacts.
Not yet. Yeah, you're kind of in.
A lot of good things starting up in Chicago. A lot of good racial justice, economic justice movements in response to what's happening to the world. There's a lot of good things starting up.
Well, with Oprah there, and then that new Organizing for America group with Obama and Michelle right there. Whoa, we're talking some really amazing.
I know that the Obama Center that we can do. Have a big center in Chicago, and it's going to provide a lot of jobs. I know that.
Well, yeah, but it's also, he was a community organizer. It's the new enlightened. Oh, and real quick, everyone, there's already 160 international cities of peace going. They're already happening. So we just need to get it to evolve individually and collectively in every community. And we can really do some great organizing for America and the planet and interplanetary, integration, I guess, so to speak, at love and light and evolving, exciting, just like, whoa, unlimited, incredibly awesome energy. So anyway, much love to everyone. We're running out of time. Thanks, Andy, for being here again and your wonderful input and all the answers within everyone. Science research has proven it, so we can stop the violence and warring and drug wars that are tied to it from inside out. The answers are within. Science research proves it with each person. So we need the tools and jobs that reflect that, the light worker jobs and programs that will help that happen. So we'll end today. Back in 2 weeks, every 2 weeks. Much love, light, peace, and joy to everyone, individually and collectively. Those thought forms, so you attract more of what is really, you know, gives you, lights you up too. So, yeah, law of attraction and evolving levels is, it's fun. It's really, I feel blessed to be able to share the information. So thank you so much, BBS, and thanks for listening, everyone. Two more weeks, we'll be back, and we'll go out with Shine Your Light by Patty Becker, my local dear friend from her album Carry Me Away. We're going out with Shine. Shine Your Light, everyone. Keep shining.
Me in everything I do, my God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. Would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right. if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with the brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. I know you felt the power, felt the spirit, felt its might. I can see your holy beauty shining through you with the light. And if the whole world knew that same power that flows through you, what a difference.